Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake and Terrace, thank you so much for joining us on this hump day. If you're looking for something fun to do over lunch, I will be at Andy's Frozen Custard enjoying the world's finest frozen custard, made fresh every hour. I'm going to be at their brand new location on 79th and Warno from 11 until 1. Celebrating their 100th location with Andy himself. Huh? His mom and the founder, Carol, is going to be there also. And his wife, Dana. So the whole family, Andy's family, will be out there. My family will not be there because, no, I can't have Phil Ditch class. He's got class. It's close. UMKC, but I can't do that.
Not this early.
No. Nope. Not at all, to be honest with you. They have a lot of standards and expectations he has to meet there, so that's his job. Grades. Maybe Steele'll come out there. We'll see. But you can come out there and say hello. It's going to be a fun celebration. We're going to give away some prizes. If you do have your kids with you, any kids under 12 get a free kid sundae. You could spin to win for giveaways. You could enter to win Andy's for a year. How about that? At noon, there's going to be a ribbon cutting. The chamber will be there for a nice ribbon cutting at 79th and Warno. And so come on and see us and enjoy some delicious Andy's frozen custard and get that key lime pie custard before it is all gone. The key lime pie concrete, please. You put a whole slice of key lime pie in there, and that's only available until mid-September. So we're going to have some fun, giving away some prizes, and you can win Andy's for a whole year and spin to win some other prizes today from 11 until 1 at Andy's Frozen Custard at 79th and Warno in Waldo. How about that? So that's why I'll be there later on today from 11 until 1. On the show, before that, we'll talk to Mike Boddicker. He'll be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Then Gary Lezak will give us a forecast. Gary Barnett, the coach, will be with us. He joins us every week as our college football insider, and we got lots to talk about with Coach Barnett today at 8:05. We will talk to him about KU's opener Friday night and then the K-State-Stanford game that's 11 a.m. at AT&T Stadium on Saturday, and then Mizzou hosting Central Michigan in Columbia, 3 o'clock. Saturday afternoon, let's go. Mike DePasquale will be with us for Mike's Got This at 8:45. Nick Lecky, former K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints, will be on the show at 9:05. And then Nate, Daryl Stuckey is going to be with us at 9:30. Tell us about Daryl Stuckey.
Well, he was an all-pro in the NFL as a special teams guy for a long time. I don't know why every great Kansas Jayhawk that I loved from the Mark Mangino era ended up playing in the AFC West, but not for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That was like
right,
the football gods messing with me my whole life. But
Andy Reid likes to draft and sign Missouri Tigers. So,
well, look, I mean, ever since the Mark Mangino era, I think that's a smarter way to run a football team, probably. But, you know, there were some really good football players.
Well, hell yes. Chris Harris, Aqib Talib.
Right.
Aqib Talib now one of my favorite color commentators
in
the
awesome.
NFL.
I wish they'd give him more gigs. He says what he thinks, doesn't he?
I like him.
I think he's great. But and he was a great player. So was Chris Harris. So was Daryl Stuckey. They were all pros. But Daryl Stuckey works at Kansas now, and so that's awesome. I think
pro bowlers are all pros.
I believe they all three were all pros at one point.
Damn,
Talib had to be a.
I know. Yeah.
I know. I know for a
Chris
fact.
Chris Harris had to be an All Pro.
They both were, and I could have swore that Daryl Stuckey was an All Pro okay. as a special team.
I want you to swear right now. Jake's gonna look it up. I want you to swear.
I mean, all pros, that's the top of the top.
That's the very creme de la creme of the best, is what they say.
I mean, okay, maybe just Pro Bowl.
If Mangino had three all pro players on that team, that would be.
What would Jim Woldridge say about having that kind of talent? Maybe he wouldn't say anything.
No, he would.
Would he?
He'd say creme de creme.
Yeah. Well, he's right.
So I guess
what he would say.
I guess Daryl Stuckey
the exception of the very cream day cream teams, you know, these
right.
So he's Kansas City, Kansas.
Chris Harris was all pro too, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He played not too far from my grandparents' house.
Washington High School.
Yeah,
Daryl Stuckey. So yeah, that's
gonna that, be awesome was, that was option B. Was it option B? Yeah, it was option B for a poorly behaved Steven. Because there was a rumor back in the day that I was trying to get kicked out of St. Pius so I could go to Northeast. And then my mom informed me, you know, if you do anything to get kicked out of St. Pius, then you go live with your grandparents, you go to Washington. Pious it is. But at least I considered, like, well, you know, let me see. Right. But this was just early on as a freshman, because I wasn't liking it, you know.
Right.
I was a real red ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then I met a girl, then I met a friend named Caesar, and the rest is history.
Right.
Dumped the girl, but I kept Caesar. So.
Smart move.
I made the long-term
good play.
I made the right choice on that one.
Yeah.
I can promise you that.
Smart play long-term.
Maybe she dumped me. I don't know. We broke up a bunch of times. It was like the World Series. I think I won 4-3. Something like that.
You took the series, win, baby. Right. Yeah.
Right. By the way, you brought up Aqib Talib. Here's the deal. They had said earlier, a few weeks ago, that when Fox announced their broadcast crews for select games, like 6 or 7 games, are saying Aqib Talib and Gus Johnson. I say I select every game.
Right.
And I'd watch that. Jake?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right. Now, that's a NFL game-watching experience. Well, Sign me up for that.
NFL's not Gus's strong suit, but I think he would be able to get the best out of Aqib Talib.
Maybe Aqib Talib can get the best out of Gus Johnson.
There you go. There you go.
He didn't worry much past the 2-deep.
Right. Gus may not have a full grasp of what's going on the field, but Aqib Talib will.
Yeah.
See? And maybe that's
Gus brings the excitement.
Right.
Aqib brings the knowledge and the opinions.
I'm all for that. That's fantastic.
Let the record show that I booked Daryl Stuckey and Nate didn't, so.
I tried to get him on when he got named director of football relations, and he turned me down. So.
Here I am.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I handed you the ball, and you fell forward for 4 or 5 yards. Good. First down. We're a team. Together. Actually,
no, I don't want to be.
So, someone handed me the ball tonight. It was like, what was it, a
flea flicker?
A double reverse.
Ah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I always love rubbing that on Tecmo.
You were taking a jet sweep and handed it back the other way.
Right. So, come on out and join us. I'm looking forward to Andy's frozen custard. After we talk to Daryl Stuckey, I'll be heading over there, and that's a good lineup. Talking baseball, Boddicker, and then football with Gary Barnett, Nick Leckie, and Daryl Stuckey. Speaking of the football, the first edition of the 53-man roster is set
for
and
now.
So, right, that's why the first edition. It'll change today. And so some people were surprised. I haven't retweeted and said, wow. But it was a procedural move to have Marcus Kemp not make the team. And you're asking, why, Steven? It's so weird. I had one guy, like, happy that Marcus Kemp didn't make the team and talking to all the media quit talking about Marcus Kemp. And I said, what? What's your point? Like, a dude that's been a special team standout that's worked his ass off to make the team for the past 3 years, and a bunch of people that have covered the team are happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see your point. I see why you dig in on this one. But he is going to make the team. Because as our man Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com was all over it, as soon as it looked like that Marcus Kemp wasn't going to make the team, or he didn't make the initial 53-man roster, Matt Derrick stepped in to clean things up and let people know that because he's a vested veteran, right, they can let him go, and he's not subject to waivers. And so what we talked about yesterday, you let him go, and one of the offensive linemen or Willie Gay, whoever could be a candidate, will be put on IR designated to return, and then they can come back in 3 weeks, and then that clears a roster spot. You have to make the 53-man roster before you can be on the IR designated to return. That will happen with someone. As Matt Derrick said, the release of wide receiver Marcus Kemp is a procedural move. A source tells me, as a vested veteran, Kemp becomes a free agent and doesn't go through waivers. The club can re-sign him after placing an injured player on IR, likely an offensive lineman. So it's likely an offensive lineman. LDT could be a candidate. Austin Blythe could be a candidate. And the reason I say Willie Gay is because he is battling like a turf toe. And I would say, it's just a toe, don't worry about it. Well, we went through that with Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, that could obviously affect him, and that sucks. He apparently got the injury the last preseason game on Friday night, but maybe he's going to be all right. Point is that, like Sammy Dow tweeted out, there's initial optimism that Willie Gay's toe injury isn't serious, but that could be a tricky injury. The next few days or week will reveal more as he receives treatment. I don't like that. Turf toe can be very serious.
Yes. We talked with Stefania Bell about that.
And I'm not trying to freak people out by saying, hey, maybe he's a candidate, but 3 weeks, do you want to jack around and bring him back too soon and then have that turf toe bother him or be a problem all season long? Or do you want to try to take care of it now?
Well, and something else to keep to add to that, we were talking yesterday trying to figure out how many linebackers they could keep.
They kept Darius Harris, and that's a big sign that they're worried about him.
We were like, is it going to be Darius Harris or Dorian O'Daniel?
Right.
And they kept both.
I like Darius Harris. I'm glad he made the team, but I think that is...
Could be an indication, though.
Well, it is. I think so. I think so, because when it comes down to it, he made it, basically, Darius Harris made it over Tim Ward. And so, that just sucks. Because Andy said after the game on Friday, no new injuries. And if he got hurt on Friday, it's a new injury. And I don't like it. But hopefully he'll be okay soon. But just like Sammy Dow said, their optimism, but it's a tricky injury, and you'll find out more as the days go on.
It's frustrating camp for Willie Gay because he was having such a good camp, but two different injuries.
Right. Yeah. And he had an injury last year, so he's battled several injuries so far, but hopefully he'll be all right, and he won't be out long. He didn't participate in practice, and then, like I said, another candidate, Austin Blythe, He is still recovering from the sports hernia surgery, so he is a likely candidate for the IR designated to return. And like I said, they only have to be out 3 weeks. And so, I don't know what to tell you. It's disappointing. He's looked fantastic in camp. I think he's ready for a breakout year and to live up to all the expectations, but the one thing that can hold you back is the injury, right? Injury problems. And that just sucks for him because, again, turf toe's nothing to minimize. That could be a serious issue.
Yeah.
And I would not – look, I want to see him out on the field, but I want them to proceed with caution with this thing because I don't want this to be a thing that lingers the entire season. So maybe – and you're right, the – Darius Harris thing is, and look, I said this yesterday. Darius Harris made a case to make this team. You know, it's not like it's a desperate move. I thought they'd keep five linebackers, but I think clearly because of the Willie Gay situation that changed the math. But we'll talk more about who made it, who didn't, and how the roster looks after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. So, quarterback Mahomes Henny. We got that. Running backs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Williams, McKinnon, and fullback Burton. Then you get to wide receiver. Hill, Hardman, Robinson, Pringle. Reese Fountain made it. Congrats to Reese Fountain. I've been rooting for Fountain and Fortson to make the team, and they both made the initial 53-man roster, so that's good. The tight ends, Kelce, Bell, Gray, and Fortson. And like we said earlier, and as Matt Derrick reported, Marcus Kemp will be re-signed today. He's expected to be re-signed today, and he'll make the 53-man roster as the Chiefs will make an IR move and place one of the injured players on that made the 53-man roster on the IR designated to return, and they can return in 3 weeks. And so the starting five offensive linemen, and then you've got Remmers, Wiley, Blythe, LDT, and Allegretti, 10 deep. Kyle Long, pup list, 11 deep. And so probably Austin Blythe is going to go on the IR designated to return. And so no surprises there. Then defensive line, Clark and Dana and Chris Jones and Kando and Nadi, Okafor, Reed, Saunders, Wharton. So that's 9. I had him keeping 10. I had him keeping Tim Ward. But they decide to keep 6 linebackers instead. And that is certainly a sign that they are at least somewhat concerned, I think, about Willie Gay Jr.'s turf toe. So it's Gay. Nick Bolton, baby, step up! It might be Nick Bolton time a little bit earlier. Set your watch. Now you happy they drafted Nick Bolton finally? If Willie Gay's out for a few weeks? Now you get to come around on this thing?
I've been around on it.
Let's come around on this thing. Nick Bolton just wants to tackle people for you.
He's a hammer looking for a nail.
That's exactly right, and he's going to nail something. Anthony Hitchens, of course, Darius Harris, who makes it, and then your regulars, Ben Neiman and Dorian O'Daniel. Corners, Snead, Ward, Hughes, DeAndre Baker, Rashad Fenton, Chris Lammons, who it was reported by Mike Garofolo that he was released. And then he had to backtrack on that, and I don't know if you believe it or not. He said, well, he was called and said he was cut, but then they called him back and said he wasn't. So, but he got ripped apart. He got ripped to shreds on Twitter. Hey, if you're going to jump the gun and try to report someone got cut 5 hours early, you got to get that one, I think. You know, you can speculate and everything else, but when you're reporting someone has been released and then they don't. And maybe the Chiefs did tell him, and who knows, but whatever, he's on the team. And that's Dave Tobe special. Matt Derrick mentioned that yesterday. Loves him. So Bo Pete Keys did not make the initial 53-man roster. And then Tyrann Mathieu, Daniel Sorensen, Thornhill, and Watts. And then your specialists, Butker, Townsend, and Winchester. Any surprises there? Like I told you, the differences from what we had been talking about or what I had been talking about, the linebacker Harris instead of the defensive end Ward, and then Lammons at corner, special team standout instead of Bo Pete Keys. And then if they bring Kemp back, that'll be 6 wide receivers, and they put an offensive lineman on IR designated return, and that'll leave them with 9 on the roster, unless they do something else with – that depends on Willie Gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he needs to take a couple of weeks off or whatever. Any surprises out of you guys? Anything interesting?
I mean, any surprises that were there, I think you've covered them. Obviously, the Marcus Kemp one was the one that when it came out yesterday, I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming. But as has been covered, there was...
Matt Derrick took care of you and told you why.
He said, stand down, young man. Okay.
And it makes sense. It's smart business. It's a way to manipulate the roster. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it's You got Kemp, who's a vested veteran. He doesn't have to go through waivers. You know, you got a little a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, Marcus, we're going to let you go, and then we'll assign you tomorrow.
Right.
You like that? Of course he likes it.
Also, the important thing for this 53-man roster is the game day for week one. For guys like Marcus Kemp, if they're on that roster, they're vested veterans, their contract is guaranteed for the whole year, for the rest of the year. No matter what happens, if he gets cut later down the road, that's the thing. If you're on the week one, game one, day one roster, and you're a vested veteran, your contract is guaranteed for the year. So, you know, that's the important thing for him. If he's on that roster, then his contract is guaranteed.
He should be back on the roster today.
So I'm sure across the league you're going to see moves like this and people up and down off rosters until week one, game one, so that Sunday of the NFL season or that Thursday night, whatever, when week one starts. Veterans' names on that roster, on that 53-man roster, that's the important thing.
Are either of you interested in Patrick Mahomes' former teammate at Texas Tech, Kiki Coatee? Some people in Houston were surprised that he was cut. Or John Brown signed with the Raiders and then took a look around and said, hey, could you please release me? Is there any chance that you just let me go because I don't like it here? And they did. And he's available. Any interest in either one of those receivers? And go.
I'd be a little interested in John Brown.
How interested?
I don't know. A little. But I feel like he's a speed guy, and Chiefs have a couple speed guys. So I don't know.
2019, he had 72 catches for 1,060 yards and 6 touchdowns. Last year, he only started 8 games as opposed to starting 15 the year before, and he had 33 catches for 458 yards. But, he's 30 years old, 31 years old, but he's just a year removed from a 70-catch, 1,000-yard season, and he's just out there. And I do think it's funny that he told the Raiders, hey, I'm good.
Please let me go.
Thank you for...
I don't want to be here.
Thank you for your interest, but I'm out of here. Jake, any interest in him or Kiki Coatee?
Not Coatee, but probably Brown, but I don't... You going to take him over Fountain?
What if Patrick Mahomes says, hey, I want Kiki Coatee?
Well, you sign him then.
Man, there you go. Then the contract's on the printer as Patrick Mahomes has finished speaking.
Sure. No, I mean,
No,
not for me. John Brown, yes, but what do they like out of Fountain? Are they different receivers? I think Brown is a more proven guy, obviously, than Fountain, but that would be some ridiculous speed on this offense.
You'd sniff around. You'd kick the tires, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's going to be more expensive to have him, so...
Well, you'd take a look.
Yeah, I would rather have him. If I was a GM, I'd rather have him on my roster than, you know...
Let's say you're a GM.
Yeah, then I'm calling John Brown.
All right.
I mean, he's somewhat of a local guy from Pitt State.
Yeah, see, you're putting two and two together again very well. I like that. I feel bad for Reese Fountain, though.
I would, too, but that's, hey, that's business.
Yeah, right, I'm not here to feel good or bad. I'm here to talk about the Chiefs winning.
Yeah, I'd rather. I mean, that, I think he's better depth on that wide receiver core, and I think instantly you have Hardman, John Brown, and Hill lining up in trips. It's like, good luck. Like, that speed in those three guys, that's pretty outrageous. I doubt you'd find a wide receiver core with three faster guys than that.
Was there anyone else that caught your eye? Those two caught my eye, and I had a couple of people ask me about that. Aaron Reese from The Athletic made a couple of points about Kiki Coatee. He said, among 25 wide receivers drafted in 2018, he ranked 7th in yards per route run. You surprised that the Texans cut him, but I mean, I don't know if you could be surprised at anything that the Texans do at this point. Not to say they shouldn't have cut him, but I do think that he is at least interesting to also to kick the tires on. And sure. Nick Jacobs, that's a must-follow for you on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
If you're interested in the Chiefs, he tweeted, he would love to see John Brown or Kiki Coti here. Personally. So there.
All right.
Keep those names in mind.
Desmond Trufant, kind of, when he got cut by the Bears, it's a guy that, cornerback, I mean, he is 30 years old, but that kind of surprised me when the Bears cut him. He was stud in Atlanta. But
he stepped away from football.
Right. So, yeah, like I said.
For a little while, but he says he still wants to play. He left Chicago on August 13th to be with his father, who passed away on August 15th. And he remained with his family during camp. And so Trufant still owed $3.5 million from the Lions. He wants to continue playing, but the Bears released him. So that's the guy you look at.
Yeah, I'd at least, you know, talk to him. I mean, that he's proven he can play that position pretty damn well in the league. But 30 years old, that's the number, you know. Most guys start declining. I was a little surprised at that. But the Bears' defense is stout, so... Not around in camp?
Right, he hasn't been in camp for 2 weeks, and so that, you know. But who can blame him, right? He's with his family.
Yeah,
his
no, that's
away,
what I mean.
He's doing
interesting situation. And
right.
So just guys that got cut yesterday when I, you know, we were on the air when probably the most significant cut was made, and Cam Newton was cut by the Patriots, and you know, Devontae Freeman was somewhat surprising, but, you know, we reported that early morning yesterday as well. So things that, those are just veterans that, overpaid and are third, you know, probably third in line on their teams, and you can have a young guy developing in that role for a lot cheaper. Teams are going to do that.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll play some comments from Andy Reid, and we've also got some stuff from new corner Mike Hughes, who, of course, is going to be an important part of this defense after he was acquired from the Vikings in an offseason trade. And also, Jody Fortson. He's been trying to make this damn football team. People have been rooting for him to make this football team. He finally made this football team, and he was happy to do it and happy to be on a Zoom with the media as an official member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jake, I'd rather not. I'd rather just do Chiefs. Jake, let me know that O.J. Simpson tweeted out his thoughts on Cam Newton being released, and so I didn't...
Okay, if you say so. I mean, I was trying to produce this show, trying to give the listeners what they want. Just send that to my DMs.
Check it. Just see if there's anything that any inside information there is. So. You said he's not the kind of guy that would accept being a backup. So
OJ's not.
I don't think OJ was either. Apparently, so
OJ.
Uh-uh. See, that's what happens.
It's your fault.
It is. Well, sure it is. I mean, I'm not... Who am I blaming?
So what did Andy Reid have to say about Willie Gay's situation? Did he talk about that at all yesterday?
He did. He did. Thankfully, he did.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? I'm glad that he did. Yeah.
Yep. Right off the track.
You were pretty off to a pretty good start, I thought.
Yeah, we were.
Well, Andy Reid here,
yeah,
well, he asked me the question,
yeah,
and I couldn't
well,
let it go, so that was kind of his fault as well.
But. Yeah, I'm going to blame both of you on this one.
There are two different things I thought about saying. I'm going to wait
right?
Well,
go, I mean, go ahead.
No, let's
go,
hear
go ahead.
Have
why
a,
you, why not? Here we are. I mean, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Win in Rome.
Nope, he says. He takes a big drink of the coffee.
Let's talk about Willie Gay.
Yeah. Andy Reid was asked if he thought Willie Gay might be ready for the season opener against Cleveland.
Yeah, listen, I think the next few days here, a week or so, will tell us, and we'll just see where we're at with it. Those things are sensitive. Like I said, we'll play it by ear and see how he does.
Play it by ear.
Those things are sensitive.
Yeah, they are.
I love Big Red. He is so good at acting like he's giving you an answer. Well, you know, hey, listen, we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
those things are sensitive now.
Got to watch what you say. You don't want to be wrong. Like, hey, Wim, you said he'd be ready, you know.
Yep. I understand fully why Andy Reid makes sure not to say anything. But it's just like, it's great. Because he says it like he's saying something. Hey, listen, we're going to, you know, let's see how it goes over the next, what did he say, the next couple days, couple weeks?
Yeah, whatever. Right? You don't know.
Those things are sensitive.
Right. At the end of the day, we're going to go day by day, aren't we?
Here's Andy Reid. He was asked what the Chiefs worked on yesterday.
We went back through and those things that we didn't cover that we had talked about in training camp, we wanted to go back and work on those. And so that's kind of what today was. Obviously, we don't have a scout team or we just service ourselves today. And, you know, one's got to work. You know, it was one of those days. So, but with both sides of the ball plus special teams, we were able to work on some things that they thought could help them, you know, throughout the season. It wasn't so much Cleveland and or that.
So all right, now service themselves.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Understand that.
That's the only option sometimes.
Here is Andy Reid talking about Jody Fortson earning a spot on this roster.
Yeah, and I mean he busts his tail, and he's earned the right to have made that cut, and you know, it's been his attitude all the way through, just positive attitude and fighting for a spot. And that's been the one kind of common denominator that's gotten him to this point. It was a matter of becoming more consistent, that's growing in the size part of it. Remember, he was a quarterback before that. He was a junior college quarterback, then a receiver, then a tight end. So he's kind of gone through a gamut of positions there.
Here's Jody Fortson when asked how it feels to finally make the Chiefs roster.
This God is good, man. I done put a lot of time into this, and it was a lot of days that I thought that this wouldn't come, but I just stayed true to it, and I just kept working, and here we are. I know it's so much more work to do, but I was told to take my small victories as well and cherish them. So it's been a long road, dog. It's been a long road.
I like this too. Of all people to tell him, Jody Fortson tells us how he found out that he officially made the team.
I found out I made the team, you know, by pretty much a lot of congratulations from the team. You know what I'm saying? Pat was the first person I seen. I was in the weight room. He just came up to me and said, congratulations, man. All your hard work. I'm proud of you. And it kind of stemmed from there. It really didn't hit me when he was telling me this, that I had made the team. I'm thinking, like, what are you talking about? But he's like, what you mean? Like, you're the team. Like, you're here. I'm like, oh, snap. And then, like, a bunch of coaches just came up to me and said, congratulations, man. We've seen the work you put in. And just, it was just a collective family effort, like everybody involved just came up to me one by one, and just solidifies it right here, I guess, and being right here in front of this mic telling you I'm on the team.
Can you imagine what that moment was like? All the work he went through, everything he's gone through the last couple of years, the disappointment, and now you're in the weight room, and Mahomes walks up to you. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations, man. And Fortune's like, didn't know, congratulations on making the team. It's just Patrick Mahomes telling you, welcome to the fam.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Fam. That's right. That moment and all the hard work and all the position change and everything else, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Jody gives Fortson, you goosebumps.
That's right. Jody Fortson makes the team, and he's told by Patrick Mahomes the second while he's working out. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's hear a couple more clips from the Chiefs. We'll play some more Jody Fortson a little bit later. Although, I do want to play two more clips from him, and then we'll hear from Mike Hughes. Let's play 12 and 13 from Jody Fortson. He was asked if there was a time during this whole process when he thought he just wasn't ever going to make the team.
There's a few. Like, for instance, I'll just go back to the more recent one where I'm a tryout, walking on to the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm at tight end for the first time since 2006. And then they're throwing me in there, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't remember what a three-point stance is or who to block this, and I'm lining up wrong, and I'm just doing everything wrong. But I'm running fast, but I'm doing everything wrong. And they just they just gave me a chance. You know what I'm saying? They gave me a chance to calm it down, and I did get cut. I got cut, but then I had some time to reflect and be like, wow, like maybe this not for me. Like, they won't make me a tight end. I haven't done this in a long time, but something told me to do it. God told me just to stick with it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to pay off for you.
Now you'll notice that some football geeks have salivated at the idea of the Chiefs having the 14 personnel out there, the four tight ends at once. And you saw that result in the touchdown for Blake Bell in the preseason game on Friday. Patrick Mahomes was salivating when Herbie Tiobe asked him about that, about all the possibilities. Here is Jody Fortson when asked about possibly playing in that 14 personnel group.
I mean, we were already dangerous before I was activated. I think we just got a little bit more dangerous, to be honest with you, because I believe in my talents, and obviously they do as well because I'm on the active roster now. But, it gives us the opportunity to form a lot of looks and create the defense and so many different mismatches. And just, it's going to be fun. It's fun to be a part of it. I kind of wish I was in the stands to see, like, oh, wow, they got four of those guys out there. But I'm a part of it, so it's dope. It's an incredible experience. I'm so grateful.
All right, let's hear from Mike Hughes. We'll play the first one from Mike Hughes. He says he's just happy to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, first of all, I just like to say it's just a blessing to be here, blessing to be in this position, man. You know, my approach, man, I just come out here every day to compete and, treat it like I could be going tomorrow, you know. So I just go out there and compete. I think I showed what I can do, my versatility as far as a punt return, kick return, and playing on the defensive side of the ball as well. I just try to do what the coaches tell me to do and, try to give them my full effort or whatever they want me to do.
And, Nate, here's Mike Hughes talking about the cornerback group that he's now a part of.
Man, we work so hard over here, man. Competing against those guys on offense, those guys are going to give you the best look that they can. It's a blessing, man. Like, just going against some of the best, receivers in the league every day, it makes the game that much easier. And, Coach put a big emphasis just on working hard, man. That's really what we do at practice. We work, and once we come game time, it's that much easier. So just come in every day, man, with the right mindset, and those guys, we are going to rally behind each other, and that's the most important thing about that group. The camaraderie is great. We are going to help one another, and try to get the big job done, and you know what that is.
Not only will he help at corner, Nate Bucchetti, but could very well make an impact on special teams as a return man.
I liked what we saw from him in the special teams game in that regard.
Dave Tobe likes it, too.
You want to keep him healthy, but you got to let him go play.
You got to make plays. That was Mike Hughes and Jody Fortson, members of your Kansas City Chiefs. Back into this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. We have Mike Boddicker in studio to talk some baseball. And then coming up after that, Gary Lezak will give you the forecast. Gary Barnett, our college football insider, will preview the weekend in college football. Mike DePasquale with Mike's Got This at 8:45. Nick Leckie, K-State All-American and Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints, will be on at 9:05, then at 9:30. Daryl Stuckey, former Pro Bowler and a great player at Kansas, who now is part of the program again, will join us at 9:30 and tell us why he agreed to come on the show, because I asked him and not Nate. We'll be back after this with Mike Boddicker on WHB.